of mowing.
She's singing.
Which direction we are going. There's no knowing where we're rowing. Or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Now the speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. By the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing!
Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I have a little Alana on me.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm not happy.
You're not happy?
Not happy, no.
Why are you not happy?
We liked Alana.
I know. That was a very unexpected Arstian end.
Well, you think that she's with Jacob. I don't want to spoil anyone that hasn't seen it, but come on.
Zuleika.
We like Zuleika. Bummer. I have to go watch Rome.
I mean, she is beautiful.
Yeah. I guess it's...
And the thing is, though, is if you think she... She knew
She
was dead when we met her.
Yeah.
Because I think they were done filming that episode.
Oh, when she had Hawaii. The script, so she knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Man.
Is that maybe when she said she was getting bombed at the party? I'm kidding. She didn't say that.
But man, this episode was so chock full of stuff that I almost forgot that Alana blew up in the beginning of this episode. Not to make light of the situation, but, you know, we got a lot to talk about this episode, got a lot of listener feedback. Jack, do you have a listener theory of the week?
You mean a crackpot theory?
I'm sorry, crackpot theory of the week.
I don't have a listener theory of the week, but I do have a crackpot theory. I think it's pretty crackpotty spot on.
Sweet, so.
It's going to tie in two theories all together.
Kill two birds with one stone?
Kill two birds with one stone.
All right.
It's so, like it says, it only happens once.
Jack, are you ready for a last recap?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. All right, everybody, it's last recap time. I had an episode titled Everybody Loves Hugo.
Yes.
And you know this episode's titled that because they mentioned that 500 times within the first 3 minutes of this episode.
At least. A little shout out to Seinfeld there.
Yeah, it starts out with this cool slideshow by Pierre Chang.
Should have been Costanza.
Costanza. And there was a cameo by Nunu in the slides.
Yes.
So
he's not wearing no smelly purple.
So I guess we know then who Jorge really cares about.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything. Not the line skipper. We're kidding.
We're just teasing.
We're kidding. There was a golf clap in there, though.
But yes, it's kind of an award ceremony for Hugo, who donated a lot of money to Pierre Chang's exhibit there. And he gets an award for his humanitarian efforts.
Well, you jumped up to it because it was black, and all we hear is Pierre Chang's voice. And you go, hey, it's Pierre Chang. Really?
That's what you do all the time. You state the obvious and then act like it's some... grand theory by you.
Come
like,
on. Come
obviously.
On. You didn't know that was him.
Of course I knew it was him. I was like, hey, it's Pierre Chang. It's all I said.
No, you jumped up and got all excited.
That's what you said, Jack.
Take that.
You're confusing. You're confusing yourself.
I have my car parked outside.
He's giving a sweet dinosaur award. You think it's a call back to when people thought the smoke monster was a dinosaur?
You know, might have been.
And he's there with his mother, but no Cheech.
No, man, that's okay.
Yeah. But his mom says is, you know, all happy and everything for his awards, but he wants him to get a girl.
So get a woman.
Sets him up on a blind date with, was it Rosario or?
I didn't write down. I assumed you did. The whole time I was thinking it was going to be Libby.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it basically ended up being anyway.
Yeah. Why would she stand him up? He's Hugo. He has lots of money. He has beautiful eyes. I've heard he has beautiful eyes.
It's not about the money, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
Women are fickle, Jack.
Yeah, they're crazy, as we see in this episode.
They're not crazy so much as they're ignitable.
Yeah, 1 minute they're there, next minute, boom! Did you leave me?
And we start out the episode with Hurley at Libby's grave.
You know, going back to the... Well, I'll get to that when we get there.
But, you know, he's talking to her, kind of telling her what's been going on. And he says, you know, he's talked to a lot of people that have died, but he still hasn't talked to her.
You know, I said that would be a cool place to be buried. It's just a very scenic view.
Good view, right?
Good view. I mean, just peaceful.
But as we find out, for some of the dead people, you really don't get to enjoy your eternal rest.
Right. Well, it depends on what you've done.
But Alana comes up to him and says, we need to get going, and asks who she was. And Hurley tells her story.
Right.
Kind of how they were supposed to have a picnic date, but she ended up being shot and
murdered.
And speaking of murdered, guess who shows up?
Yeah, Chuckles.
There's some whispers, and then Michael shows up
mm-hmm.
and says he needs to keep everyone from blowing up the plane, or they're all going
to
die.
Why is he listening to this guy? This guy was always out for himself on the island. Well, him and his son. He always wanted to do what was best. My son.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that later because Can you really trust Michael?
Can you trust anyone?
Especially Michael, though. And we'll get to that in a second.
All right.
So then it goes to commercial break. We come back to Hurley and Michael, and Michael tells Hugo that people listen to him now, and that he has to be responsible.
You can save them.
Yeah, exactly. You can save them. And Jack interrupts him, asking who he's talking to.
And I thought it was odd that Hurley didn't say.
Yeah. I think Hurley is still playing his cards close to his chest. But I will say this. I'm loving the new Jack.
Yeah, the new Jack is sweet.
This is a better not having to fix everything kind of Jack.
Well,
because last season he was more like crazy, not wanting to fix everything Jack.
Well, he was a reluctant leader. He was thrown into the leadership role. Had some crazy bald guy screwing him up the whole time. He was stressed out.
He can say, oh, I was thrown in. But he's Jack since he was a little kid. Always wanted to fix things. Always wanted
to take
charge.
Wanted to fix things, but I don't.
But that's part of being a leader. He's always had that leadership part of him since the beginning. He's fought with it. I'm not going to argue that, but he's always. I mean, they showed.
Well, he's
in his first flashback. It was him as a kid. And
why has he fought with it? Because his dad has always pushed him and put him down, and said, "No, you're nothing. You're not this good, Jack. You should know better." Blah blah blah.
So then, wouldn't even that force you to like not want to be that way?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He that's why he fights with being a leader.
Oh yeah, yeah,
exactly. He lacks a little confidence.
What I'm saying is that it wasn't Locke saying you need to be the leader. It's just he was there to kind of give him a little extra confidence. But Jack always fights with wanting to be the leader.
Right.
But he doesn't tell him that he was talking to Michael, and so then they get ready to get moving out.
Well, that was probably smart because he said Michael told me it would be like Michael, the one that shot Libby,
SOB,
the one that shot Analysia.
Yeah,
she was in charge of my army.
We then go back to the flash sideways. And Hurley is at a Mexican restaurant, but he is stood up by his date.
That's just wrong.
But then the lovely Libby shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, I did say, I go, why didn't she fix her hair?
And she talks to him about soulmates.
I have a hair thing, I'm sorry.
And how, you know, she's seen him before.
You remember me?
Yeah, do you remember me? And remember good old Dr. Brooks?
Yep.
Well, he comes up and takes her away, saying he's sorry. She was supposed to come up here and bother you.
Right.
And then Hurley goes out and sees where she's being taken to.
Well, Hurley thinks that the reason she knows him is because he is
a world famous.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
He's like the Ray Kroc or Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders would probably be better.
Yeah, for chicken. But I mean, like, as far as like humanitarian efforts go, it's very like McDonald's, I guess.
Yeah, but Ray Kroc, you didn't see his face. I mean, he wasn't the face of McDonald's.
True.
Whereas Colonel Sanders was.
He's definitely the face of McDonald's.
Right. Of Colonel of KFC.
Or Dave Thomas
Wendy's.
Dave
Thomas Wendy's, right.
Jack
from Jack in a Box.
Yeah. More recent years, anyway.
Before he was blown up at one time, too.
Yeah. But so she's taken into a van, and it's good old Santa Rosa Mental Institution.
Yeah.
And it's like, great. Just
I like Spanish Johnny's, though. I'm going to have to try Spanish Johnny's. It just sounds like a good, you know, nice Mexican restaurant.
Sounds like a good bowel cleansing.
Wow. Do we have to go there? Well, I had fresh tortilla chips. Nothing better than fresh tortilla
chips. No, there isn't anything better than fresh tortilla chips. We then go back to Alana's arguing with Hurley because Hurley's trying to say maybe we shouldn't be taking this because she has a bag of good old Arzt proof dynamite.
When they showed the bag, I'm like going, man, that looks like it just.
And then she's throwing water bottles.
Yeah. She was bringing her bag this way, that way. What kind of training was she doing? She's been training for this for. Didn't she say she's been training for this?
Jacob's been training for this, and
Well, Jacob needs to do a better job of training his people.
Yeah. Because she drops down the bag, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, and then it was just like in an instant, it was like she blew up.
Well, I think I was writing a note, and I went, "What?" Well, I didn't see that, and I did not see that coming. Not at all.
Not in a million. Luckily, years I wasn't
spoiled on it because it would have ruined it for me.
Yeah.
So I did not see that coming at all.
That was great.
Thanks, guys, for not spoiling us.
It's sad because I do love Alana. Maybe because I more or less love Zuleika, but you know,
she's a very nice person.
But you know, so but I have to say it was a great shocking end to that character.
Yeah. I think someone said on Twitter, I guess we're not getting her backstory.
But I don't think it's the last we're gonna see of good old Alana,
She might come up
speaking to Hurley, or she'll show up in the Flash sideways.
Maybe she could have spoke to Miles what her last words have been. Oops.
No, I'd be like, really?
This is what I trained for. Really?
We then go back to Man and Locke and Sawyer. And Sawyer's definitely kind of being left out of the loop.
And he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it at all.
He doesn't like it because, Man and Locke said he didn't like secrets.
Yeah.
Neither does Sawyer.
So you think he knows that Sawyer was trying, he's playing both sides of the game?
He doesn't trust Sawyer anymore. He doesn't need Sawyer anymore.
I think people are saying Sith Saeed.
That's a good one. I like that one.
So Manlock says they're waiting for, he tells Kate this, that they're waiting for the others because they need all of you together to get back to the island. They need all of, they need Jack, Hurley, and Quan.
Son
to get back off the island.
Right.
And Kate says she doesn't think that's going to happen. And Locke that is not too happy about it.
No.
Just like, I can't wait till Claire kills you.
I've had it.
And Sith Saeed arrives.
Hey, I just thought about it. Did Libby have Claire's hair?
No, not even anywhere near as bad
as Claire's. It was kind of messy, though.
A little bit. I mean, that's like a humid day in Florida or Hawaii or the South.
Okay.
That's not 3 years of... No head and shoulders. But Saeed arrives and he wants to talk in private, which obviously is disturbing Sawyer a little bit. And he shows Man and Locke Desmond.
Yes.
We go to commercial break. We come back to the Losties. And Hurley is looking through a lot of things. At first, I thought it was like blood all over there. It didn't look like there was kind of blood splattered, but it looks like it was rust or something.
Was rust. There wasn't much left.
And
he picked up a bag of something.
Richard still wants to blow up the plane.
But what was that bag Hurley picked up?
Well, I think it was just a bag of her things.
Okay.
Not a bag of her things.
Maybe it was what was left?
Richard still wants to blow up the plane. He wants to go back to the Black Rock and pick up pieces. Hurley at first argues with him, but then he agrees.
Okay.
Which helps Jack kind of sides with Hurley.
Okay, dude. Let's go. I'm cool.
We then go to the Flash sideways.
That's changing like overnight.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, it's only been like 2 weeks since he was just jerking.
But still,
it's only been like 2 weeks since he just he's responsible for Juliet dying.
Well, he had the emotional event at the lighthouse.
True.
So.
But to be cured that quick.
He's not cured.
Well, to be a different personality that quick.
It's a progression.
Okay.
He's had a whole season so far.
Okay. All right.
But Hugo goes to one of his Kleck stores and gets the family special.
Something like that.
And
give me the bucket of chicken.
But Desmond comes in and...
he's like drowning his sorrows in chicken.
Yes. And we all have our vices.
Yeah.
What's yours, Jack?
I don't know. I like candy. I'll indulge in some candy.
Mine's a good glass of Jack Daniels on the rocks. Or McCutcheon whiskey.
McCutcheon whiskey.
So Desmond introduces himself to Hurley, saying, I know you from somewhere. Like, yeah, I'm kind of world famous, too.
Yeah, my his face is, there's a poster right behind you. Come on, Des, wake up.
And, he says, you know, no, you're on an oceanic flight. We're on the same flight together. He's like, oh, small world. And
small world, dude.
Yeah. And Hurley talks about, you know, he met this great girl, but she's crazy.
Well, all women are a little crazy.
As Desmond says. And but he tells her to go after her.
Yeah.
Maybe she's right. Maybe it is fate.
No, but he said, no, she's really crazy. Didn't he say that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
But Desmond's order is up number 42.
Number 42. There's the number. They're going to be playing those numbers to the very end.
And he gets his order and leaves. So Desmond, stir in the pots.
Yeah.
And he's very Jacob-like.
That's what people are saying. He seems like Jacob.
Very Jacob-like.
So are you saying he is Jacob?
Not saying he is, but maybe he's a fine candidate.
Okay. But is he in training to be Jacob? To do exactly what Jacob does?
Seems like he's doing a lot of what Jacob did.
Okay. So. All right.
We then go to Desmond and Man and Locke. Desmond is still kind of just chill. Like, I think on island, he's just like, whatever. I'm just waiting until I flash back to.
Well, he's just had all those electro. You know, he went through a lot last week or yesterday.
You know, he's tied up and Man Locke goes, sorry about tying. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Why do you
know where to go?
Why do you use the knife? And he uses Obi-Wan Kenobi powers and say, like what he did when Ben's leg cuff.
That's true, huh?
Why'd he use a knife? I think it'd be more impressive if he just said, and the ropes fall off.
That's true. That's good. That's a good point. Actually, going back, how did he do that on Ben's lock?
I don't know. Did he or did
or
he?
Or was it already unlocked and he just pointed out the obvious?
Is Ben that dumb?
No, he's not. But it's interesting nonetheless. And, he tells Saeed to leave and they're going to go for a walk.
Right.
Talk about some things. Because, he asked Desmond, you know who I am? He's like, yeah, you're Locke.
You're John Locke.
Because remember, Desmond doesn't know that, Locke is dead.
No.
No way, he should know Locke is dead, right? Because he went in the church, but maybe they didn't say it to him.
I don't remember.
I'm not sure specifically.
Well, either way, he just says, you're John Locke.
Yeah.
Brother.
And so we go back to the Losties, and they get to the Black Rock, and Jack's like, where's Hurley?
And Hurley doesn't like the Black Rock?
No, because then we see Hurley running away from the Black Rock and telling him, go.
Well, he said run.
Yeah. And, there goes the Black Rock. It blows up.
So there was a lot of explosions going on tonight.
A lot.
And, which explosion was better?
Was great, the Black Rock. The masts just fell like right next to
it. Is the Black Rock explosion better or the Alana explosion? Both were shocking. I didn't know that he was going to blow up the Black Rock.
Yeah, both explosions were shocking. I would say on pure shock factor, I'd say Alana.
Yeah.
But I'd say on spectacle, the Black Rock.
And they had that running away and falling forward.
The classic.
The Baywatch.
Yeah. And we go to commercial break. We come back to Miles, you know, thanks him for giving them a warning. He's like, I told you to run. but then Miles asks her, he's just like, you know, because Hurley said... Somebody, a dead person told him, and Michael told him. And so he says, dead people talk to you all the time? He's like, yeah. And he says, why do you listen to them? He's like, well, they're more trustworthy than, or reliable than
people
that are alive.
So you think that's true, that dead people are more reliable than people who are alive?
I don't know any dead people, so I can't answer that one.
Okay.
We then go back to the Flash sideways, and Hurley is in Santa Rosa in Dr. Burke's office. Great that they start off with that. Classic island poster from previous Hurley flashback. And
how many theories
episodes.
Did we have on that one?
A lot, but I think it was always meant to be just kind of a little nod to Lost fans. But there was a theory like that's why they think it was in Hurley's head because
that was in Dave, right?
That was in Dave. It was in and it was in ones after that. But I think the first one it was in Dave. I think
yeah,
that was the first time we actually got to see him in the Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
So he wants to talk to Libby. Dr. Brooks doesn't think that's a good idea unless maybe his family members. And he says, what about donations? So he drops 100K.
Yeah, 100K just like that. Just like that.
We should run a mental institution.
I think so.
And have a millionaire.
Well, you got to redo the rec room.
That's true.
That'll buy a lot of Connect 4 games. 100K.
Yeah, Connect 4 games are like $5 a pop.
So get at least what? Doing the math here. Four? That's all I could get. Sorry, I don't know what happened to the rest of the money. I got ripped off.
But Lisby.
is that the new, instead of like Pezman? Lisby. Oh,
man. Oh, man. Lugo.
Lugo, there you go.
But Hurley says hi to Libby. And Libby actually looked hotter inside the mental institution than outside of it.
I think she was less frazzled.
Yeah, her hair was put up in a little bun. She was wearing cute little sweatpants.
Aww.
But she talks to Hurley.
I thought, what did I say when she first saw Hurley been grave? She came with two blankets. I thought that would have been perfect. She walked in with two blankets.
Oh, it's just
me. And it's dropping and say, not this time.
And she talks about, you know, how.
I was thinking that would jar his memory.
Yeah, but she talks about how she saw him in a commercial and it kind of brought back these memories of being in a plane crash.
Right, on how some he was island. There,
and how we were both here in this hospital together.
Right.
Which kind of references back when Libby was in the mental institution with Hurley.
And he says, I was never in an institution.
He doesn't remember it.
Yeah, well, that's what he just said.
But even though Hurley doesn't remember these things, he does muster the courage to ask her out on a date.
Yeah, well, he doesn't... He has trouble talking to women, so he's a little nervous.
Kind of like you, Jack.
Yeah. That is me.
So then we go to out of the flash hours to Manlock and Desmond. And I guess he asks how long he had to punch those numbers in the hatch. And he says 3 years.
3 years.
He says, you know, kind of sucks you're brought back here again. And but Desmond kind of makes a poignant statement saying, you know, well, we're all stuck here, aren't we?
Right.
And we're all
well. The island all has it out for us.
Exactly. It's an equal opportunity destroyer.
Right. It shows no.
We then go to the Losties, and Richard still wants to go blow up the plane. He says, "You know, Ben, don't you have some explosives somewhere, or something like that?"
Now, here's my thought: the plane has fuel in it, right?
Yes.
Is the fuel? Couldn't you just burn the fuel, burn the plane, and the plane would blow
just
up?
Be too easy, Jack.
Instead of carrying around this dynamite that's 140 years old.
If the plane flew however far it flew, and I mean, how much gas is left to even leave the island?
Well, remember, it flashed, so it has to have, it didn't fly as far as it was supposed to go.
No, because I think they flew over the island. They had the specific coordinates to fly, which plane was going in the right place at the right time.
Well, it's a big plane. It's got enough fuel in it to burn.
The plane didn't flash. People flashed off the plane to a different time.
Oh, that's true.
They crash landed on the island. It was because there was a runway and Lapidus was a better
pilot.
But
how did they find the island to crash on it?
They just, once the island turbulence they fell far enough, right. They saw it was there.
But anyway, my point is there's still fuel on that plane that they could just blow up the plane that way.
Yeah.
If they would just stop and think. Unless fuel doesn't burn, but I think
But that's when Hurley tells Richard that Jacob told him to go talk to Locke. And Richard kind of calls him out
He knows he's lying. Oh, yeah. Jacob's right here? Yeah?
Tell me what the island is.
Yes, okay. I wish Jacob would show up.
That's when Hurley says, I don't need to tell you.
I don't need to tell you, dude.
Yeah, he put up a good bluff, though.
Yeah.
And, but it does split up the camps. Ben and Miles go with Richard to go blow up the plane, and everyone else sticks with Hurley.
Why is Ben sticking with Richard?
Because I think that now that Alana's dead, Ben's whole being part of their team is kind of falling apart, and I see Ben,
going back to the dark side.
Devices.
Yeah. Well, he's already been kind of rubbing people the wrong way anyway.
Well, he was kind of doing that earlier with Jack.
Yes.
Kind of, you know, pushing buttons a little bit.
Well, he can't help it. Jack's changed, but Ben can't.
The Losties split up. So now you got the Ricardians and the Hurleys.
I like the Ricardians.
We got the Ricardians and the Hurleys.
Yes.
We go to commercial break. We come back to the Hurleys. And son jots down a note to Lapidus, but I forgot that she still doesn't speak English.
Yeah, I forgot. What is she doing? Oh, stupid me.
You forget it wasn't that long ago.
I'm old.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm allowed to forget.
But she asked Beast if they made the wrong decision, and the Beast
did we
says,
make a mistake?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yep.
Like yeah, like Frank. Frank's just like, I don't care.
But there's just there's a great scene between Jack and Hurley, where you know Hurley's kind of he doesn't know where he's going. He lied about Jacob, and he's kind of asking Jack, you know, for help and advice. And Jack says, you know, it's my fault that Juliet died.
Yeah, I kind of got her killed.
And you know, I've always tried to fix things, and now I'm gonna sit back. You don't know how hard it is for me to just kind of sit back and let other people make decisions for me.
Well, he said I've been having trouble sitting back and letting others.
But maybe he's. It seems like he's finally come at peace, kind of always having to fix something.
Now,
remember what Sarah said? You always have something to fix,
right? Now, do you think this is gonna last, or will he have an ultimate? He'll have to have some decision at the end. I mean, he's going to have decide something.
Well, he's going to be able to go face-to-face with his mortal enemy in a few minutes here.
Dun, 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 dun,
then the whispers happen, and Hurley goes, I think I know what they are. I was like, what? We're finally going to get to know what the whispers are?
Well, I think a lot of people had guessed it was just people had died on the island.
Uh-huh.
Or I guess he didn't really die on the island.
Well, it's people, because Michael shows up and he asks, you know, what are the whispers, dead people that are trapped here on the island? And he says, yes, we're stuck here.
Yeah, I can't leave.
But he tells him where to find Locke. And then he also, Michael asks Hurley, if he sees Libby, tell her she's sorry. He's sorry. And, but yeah, so the whispers
now,
are...
Now, do you think it was a sincere apology?
I think it was sincere.
Okay. Now, a lot of people are saying that Michael... He's stuck on this island. Now, if the island were to somehow be gone, he'd be free, right?
That's okay. I was gonna get that in a second, but first, but for definite, is the whispers are dead people, all those people that have died on the island before.
So there's your answer. Stop bellyaching.
Okay, now to Michael and his implications for why he wanted.
You think he would have said
Hurley to talk
if you see Walt again, tell him I'm sorry.
But here's the thing,
wouldn't you?
It seems that whatever. If these dead people want to get off the island, they kind of seem to have the same motivations as Man and Locke.
Right. They're trapped.
So do you think that they're kind of trying to side with Man and Locke on all this?
I would think if I was trapped on this island, but you know, if you're, it's a tough decision.
Yes, it is.
But I think that I would say they were on his side.
Yeah. So then we go to the Flash sideways.
So he's lying to Hurley.
It may be. That's just kind of, it seems that way. So then we go to Hurley and Libby, who finally get to have their beach picnic. And, you know, they're kind of talking, and, you know, Hurley's still not really remembering. But, you know, he asks why she likes him. And she says, because we have a connection.
Right.
I like you. And she kisses him. And when she kisses him, he flashes to his memories back on the island.
Yeah, and he says, wow, you want to come back to my room? I think I will remember a lot more. I swear I heard that line in there.
But it was a very touching moment. Yeah. It was, you know, once again, these people's loves is their constants.
Exactly.
And it's kind of binding them together. And kind of pulls away, and then you go to the matchmaker, Desmond. He even does the cool little pushing up his glasses back.
Look what I did.
And he drives
away. It's
going
to be a new show on Fox.
But, you know, that's what I've loved about these Flash sideways so far. There's been a lot of nice things that we've wanted to see since, you know, season two.
Well, they're like giving Libyan. Us, you know, they keep saying they're giving the people in the characters on the show are getting what they want.
Yeah.
Also, the viewers are getting what they've always asked
exactly.
for. We want Libby and Hurley. So are they just doing it? Did we make a deal with the devil?
Well, who knows? We'll find out.
I'm throwing it out there.
We go to commercial break. We come back to Desmond and Locke, and he shows him a well, one of the wells.
Right.
Made by hand, dug by hand, to try and figure out what this island's about.
How old is it?
Very. Very, very old.
Very old.
It was done by hand. And, you know.
It's taken a long time.
Because people showed up with compasses, and it made him go all screwy, and they wanted to find out why it was like that. But Widmore, he doesn't want to know why. He just wants whatever's going to give him the most power.
Power. So do you agree with that?
As far as what we've seen from Widmore, yes, I would agree.
I would
with
say
that.
Yes, he wants the power. I don't see how people can argue that, but I guess we can argue
but,
that.
But he asked Desmond why he isn't scared, and Desmond like, why should I be?
Why are you not afraid?
Yeah, why are you not afraid? You're here alone. No one can see you. And
so basically saying, I could kill you and no one would know.
Exactly. Well, Locke attempts to kill him and throws him down the well.
Right.
So I guess that would... but see, if he's down that low, he would be near whatever the electromagnetic properties of the island.
Now, people,
who knows what kind of effect that's going to have?
Now, I've gotten a lot of emails and a lot of twits already about this. They said, well, this proves he was a bad guy. I said, well...
We'll save this for after because we're running a little bit long on the recap here.
All right.
So then Locke gets back to the camp, says he took care of their little problem. And Hurley then shows up and he says, you know, he doesn't want any violence. We both have weapons.
It was a nice speech by Hurley.
Yeah, and we don't want anything like that. Then Locke gives him his knife and the Hurleys come out of the jungle. And then we see Jack staring at Locke and Locke says hi to Jack.
Yeah.
Mortal enemies facing each other
again.
I thought
Jack was going to cry again.
He looked like it.
He looked like he was going to cry.
Almost.
I'm sorry. Not cry again. Cry.
We go back to the flash sideways, and Desmond is looking at Locke. And Ben comes up and asks Desmond
Did you have
questions.
Any idea what was going to happen here?
No, actually.
I had no clue what was going to happen. I didn't even think
about
it.
I thought he was going to go talk to him.
Yeah, I thought he was going to try and, because it looked like he was trying to get people together.
Yeah. But Ben asked, kind of questions like, you're an adult sitting in the car staring.
Around children.
School. Yeah. But he kind of gives him some, I'm just here for my kid, Charlie.
Charlie.
Kind of funny he used the name Charlie. He doesn't have a kid named Charlie.
Yeah.
Or is this because this is Desmond flashing from the island?
Right.
Knowing this, maybe.
Could be.
And, but then as Locke is, struggling, pushing up his wheelchair up the lane there, Desmond runs into poor Locke.
God.
And, Terry O'Quinn has a classic, I've just been mutilated face. whenever he's, lying on his back, he has this thing where his face gets all scrunched.
He does it well. He's good at it. So that's why he's won an Emmy.
And then Ben comes over saying we need medical attention
9-1-1.
Right away.
Call 911.
But here's the thing.
Ben's smart.
Two things. Desmond either is getting revenge for the Locke he thought threw him down the well, or is he trying to give Locke one of these visions to see his alternate reality?
Couldn't he have
since he already has his love on the offside of the
That's
island.
A good point. Or he could have just walked over and said, hey. Tried to talk to him first before he ran him over.
Or is this crash actually going to help bring Locke and Jack back together and get Locke back on his feet again?
Could be.
But we will have to
or
see.
Or was
how
he,
that
like you said, maybe it was the revenge, and maybe he's thinking, a lot of people are saying, is he trying to kill? I don't know if you have any calls about this, but I saw some emails and some twits. Is he trying to kill Manilock, Locke off island to kill Manilock on island?
Exactly.
So and, is he trying to do that?
It's a possibility, and there's a lot of possible scenarios. I like all of them, and I'm pretty sure we're going to find out soon what's going to happen.
Well, I think that you can go 3 or 4 different directions.
Yeah. But overall, another great episode. Stuff's really starting to pick up right now. The story is really starting to reveal itself quite well.
I'm getting sad because I'm going, four more.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, bummer.
But it's just a great episode. A lot of parallels to some classic Hurley episodes like the R's with Alana blowing up.
God.
Even had the same kind of reaction.
Yeah.
When he was kind of knocked on the floor.
People, it's just like when Art's got blown up, they recovered really well. Okay.
Well, after all they've been through, I think it's not that big a deal. It's just, and also the Hurley Libby stuff was great. They were great together. They had great on-screen chemistry. And, it was overall a really good episode. And we'll talk about it on the next On Lost for the next episode, but the trailer was awesome.
Awesome. And I'll talk about it. I don't want to spoil anyone.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, Jack, that's what we thought about this episode. What do you say we get into what everybody else thought about it?
I say we do it.
All right. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Got a lot of phone calls and new tweet backs to get into, so let's start out with the phone calls.
Okay.
Hey, Jay and Jack, Jimmy in Georgia. Just wanted to say Jerry might finally get his redemption for John Locke, since he should remember everything from the island timeline now that he has been in a near-death experience thanks to Desmond, which I'm sure we'll be seeing much more of here in the next few episodes. All right, thanks. Have a good night.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Justin from Pennsylvania. Hey, I got a good crackpot theory for you. Hurley does not see dead people. He only sees Jacob. Jacob comes to him in different forms and tries to get him to do things. And I think that the Jacob as Michael lied to him, saying that he was left on the island. I think that it was just Jacob has the same ability as a smoke monster to be anybody who died near the island. And I think that that is how it is. Love the show. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jane Jack, it's Stacy. Could not be any more confused by this episode, but I do want to say that I think we can say that Richard and Ben and Miles are all pretty much dead, so it's kind of sucky, but oh well. That's really the only thought I have right now. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
You know, explain why Ben followed him.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Miles go?
I think maybe he just talking to Hurley and what was leading Hurley just didn't really convince him enough to follow Hurley.
But he knows Hurley speaks to dead people.
Yes,
he knows
but
he sees
he knows, he knows. And I think that's the thing is he knows and he doesn't understand why he's listening to these dead people.
All right. Just seem odd that he would follow Richard because I don't think he has any connection with Richard on the island up until the last.
He doesn't, but I think that's why they had the conversation between Miles and Hurley to show that Miles
was losing faith in Hurley.
What? Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's always said he made some points in the comments in the temple too that we're listening to Hurley and that you know he's the one making the decisions now. So he never really had a lot of faith in Hurley anyway.
Exactly, and I think that's why I think if he was going to listen to anybody, it would be Sawyer.
Well, definitely Lifness Sawyer. Yeah, but if he knew either Sawyer was there, wouldn't he know?
They
that
are
Sawyer?
Each other's constant.
All right. And then Justin, yeah, we've had a lot of people say that Hurley's not speaking to dead people. He's just speaking to Jacob. You think that?
I disagree.
You disagree. We've had a lot of emails on that people think that.
He's definitely speaking to dead people, including Jacob, who's dead. That's just my opinion.
Now, but the dead people seem to have an agenda, like we said.
They do. And I think they want to get off the island, too. I think they want their peace.
All right, and they don't care how they get it.
Yeah.
But they don't want that thing to leave.
Or do they? We don't know.
Well, that was Alana saying that thing.
Yeah.
And then Hurley was saying that thing. They never said its name, but that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jimmy, is this John Locke's redemption? His near-death experience? Well, we don't know if he's dead
we don't
or not.
Know. We don't know the consequences yet, but I do think it might be an opportunity for him to connect with his off-island self. And I think it would be very emotional if he saw that he was able to walk again and all that kind of stuff. But we'll see. We'll have to see what happens. It's a possibility.
I just want to do a quick comment here. I don't want to get too much into this, but we had already a lot of emails about, and my defense, I'm going to be defense attorney here for Men in Lock.
Okay, quickly.
Quickly. Just real quick. I'm being in defense mode here. If he thought Desmond was doing him harm or going to do him harm, then I guess he was just like Jacob when Jacob beat up Richard.
Yes, but did he attempt to kill Richard?
He beat the snot out of Richard.
Didn't kill him.
Beat the snot out. Did a bad thing.
Didn't kill him, though.
Didn't kill him.
Throw him down a well.
We don't know if Desmond's dead or not, either.
No, but I think the intent was to kill.
or to scare him.
That's a pretty good scare when they showed how deep that well was.
Did you see his... I did have a little doubt when I saw his face.
Yeah.
When I saw his face and I saw the anger in his face when Desmond said he wasn't afraid, I said, okay, maybe he
and
is
don't
a bad,
bad
guy.
Don't the bad guys usually get, you know, satisfaction out of scaring people and making them feel small?
No, I don't get any satisfaction out of that at all.
All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Wow. I'm pretty sure that's one of the only words you can use to end this episode. I guess it's clear now that Desmond and Daniel are clearly planning a little something to get everyone to figure out that they're back on the island. I think he must have hit Locke because Locke is a little bit too content in his little perfect, nothing bad's ever going to happen to me. I'm fine with being in a wheelchair world. And I think this whole car accident and him going to the hospital is going to somehow set things in motion that he's going to start remembering. And then obviously Hugo is, so this whole chain reaction is going to start. So I think we can only expect great things in the last few episodes. Love to hear what you have to say and hope you have a good night. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is H.C. Wolf calling. I just have a quick theory for you about tonight's episode. I'm getting the feeling that the real Desmond, the Desmond that was brought to the island, is not on the island anymore, and that the real Desmond is actually on the Flash sideways now trying to sort of help people out with their lives. and I'm feeling that Charles Widmore knew that doing the electro thing to Desmond would actually make it possible for Desmond to go back and fix things in the Flash sideways, and also for Jacob to come and take over Desmond's body. And that's why Desmond, of course, at the well wasn't afraid that he was going to die, because he's Jacob. So anyway, that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. And all right.
Hey, guys. It's Arlie from Pittsburgh. So here's my theory. We think that Michael maybe is actually working with Locke, because if you think about it, Michael said he's this, he is the Whispers, and he and those people that are stuck there are the Whispers, and the Whispers always happen right before Smokey comes, right? So there's always like that shh, and then, you know, people see stuff, and then Smokey comes. So if Locke gets off, then those people that are stuck, i.e. the Whispers, will be also allowed to move on. So we think that maybe Michael and the Whisper people are actually representative of Locke and that kind of whole side of the Locke thing. Anyway, yeah, that's it. I took notes. I'm a super nerd. And that's all. Great episode. I can't wait to listen to your podcast. Okay, bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
All right, hold on a second. Taking notes makes you a super nerd? Ouch.
Consider myself a nerd. I consider myself a geek. Two different things.
I could probably be a nerd, but I don't know. Super geek, super nerd. I'm starting to think that Michael is working with Manilock.
It seems their motives are similar.
Well, just because
we don't know if his motives are to get off the island.
Well,
seems like he'd want to.
But wait, who was the one in season one who always was trying to get off the island? Who's always coming up with a plan to get off the island? Michael.
For his son, though.
For his son, but.
Then once his son was taken, then it became, I gotta get my son.
Well, you know, we've seen his son walking around as taller ghost Walt and wet Walt. So maybe Walt, is Walt dead?
No. We've seen him off the island. We saw him in the life and death of Jeremy Bentham.
All right.
He had a life outside the island.
Okay. I wouldn't be shocked to see dead Walt walking around there.
He's not dead.
Maybe they made a clone Walt.
And killed him. That's so sad.
Well, it happens. Sometimes it happens. Sad things happen in life. But I think he is. I think he is on. But what do I know?
Okay.
At this point, I don't know. I like, was it H.C. Wolf? Wolf? What was his, I didn't hear the whole name. But
okay.
But I like his, that Desmond, the reason he wasn't afraid, because that's not Desmond. Desmond's in the Flash Sideways world. That's just kind
that's
of.
Autopilot Desmond?
That's autopilot Desmond. It's what it is. That's why he wasn't afraid.
All
right. Would not have been afraid when you saw his face. You're not afraid? And he gave him that look. It's like, I was afraid. and I'm just watching on TV.
That's because you hate Locke, so.
That's true. But I don't hate Manilock.
Uh-huh.
I've been on Manilock's side, so you can't say I hate him.
Yeah.
But I was afraid. So who would not be afraid? I think that's a great theory.
That's a good idea.
You think Jacob's going to take over Desmond's body, or maybe he already has?
Seems like Desmond's at least been filling in for the Jacob role.
We did not see Jacob tonight.
No, we did not.
And this would have been a perfect episode for Jacob to be there. A lot of things were going on.
Exactly. Yeah, but you know, Jacob does like to let people find out things for themselves.
Well, I guess.
So.
I guess we'll see. And then, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. So that's how I ended the episode. Not just wow, wow, wow. So there are other words you can do it. Is Desmond working with Daniel Widmore or Daniel Faraday? Whatever you want to call him.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
They talked at the end of the last episode. I think they are working together.
Okay, all right.
How could you say no?
I'm just saying.
Did you not watch last week's
episode? I did. I'm just saying. Like,
it wasn't just a love story last week.
He doesn't go back to Daniel Faraday's lab that he has now, even though he's a musician. And
no,
sit down and take notes about the stuff.
He's playing a CD in the car. And it's through the music that Desmond's getting his information.
Okay.
All right. You got to be a believer, bud.
All right. You ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Dave from Michigan. I just finished watching Lost, and I thought it was an awesome episode. I think that Desmond running over Locke at the end was hilarious. But also, I think it proves that he's conscious of both worlds. He Locke pushed him down the well, and he automatically had that in his memory bank and decided to take it out against him because he thought he was nothing more than Locke. He didn't know he was the Smoke Monster yet. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Jenny in New Jersey, and I'm calling with a crackpot theory that I'd like to call Locke, Stock, and Two Smoking Desmonds. And my theory is that Desmond hits Locke with the car at the end of Everybody Loves Hugo, not to try and kill him, but to try and get him in touch with Dr. Jack. Because if his back is really messed up from being hit by the car, he's going to need to go to the top spinal surgeon, and that would be Jack. So there you have it. Namaste, guys.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is RJ from Rhode Island, and I have a bit of a crackpot theory. Okay, so I think that this season we are seeing a trend of the characters learning about their flash sideways. Now, right now, they don't know that it's their flash sideways, but I think they'll eventually be able to put two and two together and realize that it's some sort of alternate reality or something like that. And my theory is that this is not supposed to happen in the grand scheme of things, and this will negatively affect both realities. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that it will affect both realities, and I predict that the people who know about their flash sideways will have to make a sacrifice in order to restore order to the realities. So what is the sacrifice? I think it's that it's going to be themselves, and I don't know if this will be the end of Lost or something relating to the end, but a mass sacrifice for the better good. I think that would be a good scenario for the characters, and that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it. Thanks for the podcast. See you later.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
I think so. What RJ just said, I think that could be... I think someone's going to have to make a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to have to sacrifice something.
Yeah.
Someone's got to fall on the sword.
Yeah.
For everything to... And it might be Hurley.
I think replying to emails today, I think I saw one where it said that maybe Desmond's sacrifice is going to be he has to sacrifice his son, Charlie.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Which would reference back to the Old Testament or the Torah when Abraham was going to sacrifice his son.
Now, could you sacrifice your son for the greater good?
I couldn't.
I couldn't. I'm just being honest. I couldn't do it. Well, maybe I could.
Well, I guess it all depends what kind of son you have.
Yeah, that's true. I'm thinking about it again. That wouldn't be. I only have 5 more episodes to do this, so. No,
it wouldn't be that hard to keep it going. Right?
No, I couldn't sacrifice one of my kids. I just couldn't sacrifice anyone in my family. That's been my whole problem with the whole good and bad thing. I couldn't do it. I could sacrifice myself, but I couldn't live with myself. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't.
I guess that's why you're not a leader, Jack.
I'm not a leader. I've said it many times. Oh, I couldn't do it. I couldn't sleep at night.
Oh, man.
It would take a week. And then Jenny, that's part of my crackpot theory. So, and I'm not, I'm just no time to change it. So I'm going to be, it's part of my crackpot theory.
Okay. All right.
So I'll wait and comment on that. I could go back and switch, but there's nothing. I have nothing else.
Okay.
At this point. And then Dave, was Desmond running over Locke hilarious?
No, I didn't think it was hilarious.
I didn't see it coming. I said, okay.
Well, once he started speeding, I was like, oh my God.
Well, once he started speeding, I go, is he going to run him over? But the whole time he's sitting there, I'm like going, what is he doing? I don't get what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, wow. But was he, what his theory is that he was killing, he thinks he's killing the real John Locke.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
he said Locke was Locke. He didn't say he was like not Locke, like everybody else seems to know.
Yeah.
Seems to be in the know.
Well, Jack didn't know until he was told, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't. That's a tough one. I don't think it is. I think he was killing. He thinks he's killing the guy that threw him down the well.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or he knows information that this guy needs to die in order for the guy on the island not to live anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's breaking that chain or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Wow, 4 episodes ago, and we're still struggling with what's going on with the show. These writers are genius.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. All right, Jack, we got a lot of you tweet backs going into this. What do you say we do it?
I say we do it, officer.
All right, here we go. All right, we got a lot of yous in the tweets. we're going to start with the U-Blog comments.
It's a shame you haven't come up with a better name.
I know, right? The first one here.
You had some good names today for the, you know, the, I forgot what they were, but the...
The Hurleys, the Ricardians.
The Ricardians was good. I like that one.
All right, so we're starting out here with Frank on the U-Blog episode discussions. Frank says, the human
Frank
fun...
Frank Lapidus?
No. The human fun Seinfeld reference. Carlin says, I have no idea what that means.
Well, George Costanza set up a fund to give out Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
I'm putting a donation in the human fund instead of a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Great, great plan.
Jeremy in Missouri, when Alana went boom. I always thought Alana was hot, but damn.
Man, I'm still bummed over that. It's like, man. Luckily, there's only four more episodes to go, or I might quit. I might have quit watching Lost.
Stephanie says, so going on the reincarnation theories from last week, ours reincarnated as Alana. Quite an improvement.
hold on a second. No,
hold
no,
on,
no.
hold on.
No, that just ruined everything for
no,
me.
No, quite an improvement.
It is an improvement, but it's ruined the... That just ruined it. Sorry, that should never been spoken.
Will... After the Black Rock blows up, you blew it up. Damn you all to hell. Eric says, crackpot theory, after being blasted with electromagnetism last week, Desmond slowly turns into Magneto and battles with Man in Lock, who is revealed to actually be Charles Xavier.
Hmm.
Nice little X-Men reference there. Chris in Boston, I'm pretty sure Michael Bay directed this episode. Steven in DC says everyone Hugo sees is trapped on the island, which is why they will not be able to not be in the Flash sideways. Those trapped cannot exist in the alternate timeline.
Is Jacob trapped on the island?
Yes.
So Jacob can't leave.
Maybe. Who knows? Tim Bowie says, I'm starting to think that Desmond permanently switched his consciousness with his sideways Flash self. That is how he summoned up Charlie as his son named so quickly. He mowed down Locke in an attempt to prevent Locke from having experience of his life on the island. Also, Island Desmond seemed really aloof, like a man who has no history with the island. That might explain why he has no fear. Of course, my theory has a few holes. He remembered about the hatch. Also supporting my theory of Desmond switching, Desmond did not hesitate to follow Charles Widmore on his island plans. Maybe a sideways buddy-buddy Charles Widmore ship had something to do with it.
Well, maybe I was just started with that. What about Desmond having the same thing going on with this, like Saeed? Saeed doesn't feel anything. Desmond wasn't afraid.
True.
So
true.
Maybe the same thing that happened to Claire happened to Desmond. Saeed's happening to Desmond.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Desmond's brother says Michael blew up the freighter to make up for his sins, but he is in purgatory. Anyway. Dude should have stayed at home.
Maybe. Well, he was doing it to help his son. I still found it odd that he didn't say to her. I thought he was going to say to Hurley, you see, Walt, tell him I loved him.
But I think
he's never had that. He's never had that thing where he's told
him. Because I think maybe, hopefully, there'll still be that somewhere, some way, somehow.
Four episodes left.
But we'll see. Madison 0298, great episode. So Desmond must be full aware of both realities. He knew he had a child named Charlie. Wonder if he hit Locke to get him to remember, like he and Charlie did. He definitely has an agenda.
Couldn't you just punch him
in
the mouth?
And I think it is connect the Lost Seas with their other life. Darcy Black says, last one here. Charlie, Libby, and Daniel all remember both timelines, and they all died on the island. Does this mean that we should be concerned for the safety of Hurley and Desmond since they now remember both timelines?
I think Hurley's going to be a goner.
You think Hurley's going to die?
I don't think he survives the series. I hate to say it. I don't want hate mail. He's my favorite character.
But you think he's dead?
I think I got to call it. I think he's going to die.
Huh.
I hope I'm wrong.
All right.
Good thing is, it happens a lot.
All right, here we go. Now it's for the tweets. Mark Britcher Jr. Desmond is right where he needs to be, on top of the huge EM electromagnetic pocket. Smokey put him there for safekeeping from Widmore.
I like it.
Aaron Horton says, Hurley is now Locke, ruining plans and starting factions, and Desmond is now Jacob steering people's paths.
Now, does Hurley have to shave that beautiful head of hair?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Tom York's Bad Eye says, what would happen if a Lossie died in the sideways world since we know that the two are linked? Is that why Des is trying to kill Locke?
I think that's what it is. I could be wrong, though.
BMAC8 says, Lost was great tonight. Had to say I laughed when Michael apologized for killing Libby. What's funny about that?
I'm sorry. I still think he should have said, tell Walt I love him. Once you pay him all that money you owed him for backgammon.
This one's from Oh Judy.
Oh Judy.
Desmond, well, well, well. Paul Lipsky says, my not-so-crackpot theory, don't trust Michael. If the island is destroyed, Michael is free. He wants Smokey to leave.
I agree. I think Michael's always been in for himself. Well, his son himself.
His son. Is it me, or did that kid Locke and Dez saw look like a young John Locke? Is Dez Michelle on the island or the Flash sideways? It seems like a growing Jacob.
I'm telling you right now who it is. It's a young Matt Damon. Doesn't he look like Matt Damon?
Maybe, yeah.
He has that goofy smile.
But I think it seems like it's a young Jacob who keeps growing.
Whoever it is, Man and Locke is afraid of him. So whoever it is, he's afraid of him. Would you agree?
Possibly. Erica.
Who is, because Desmond saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Sawyer saw him too.
Just ignore him.
Erica _ PB says, best line in the entire show. How do you break the ice with a smoke monster?
That is true.
Javi Fuentes says, Alana totally got arsed.
Yeah. Man. You know, it's when arts, I thought it was funny when arts got blown up. It was funny. This one just wasn't, no.
No?
No.
I think the joke has run its course by
now. No, it just wasn't funny because they blew up. I like Alana.
Rustifer says, so Desmond being thrown into the well equals donkey wheel time? Can't wait.
Mm.
And last but not least, our good friend Damon Lindelof had a pretty funny tweet. It wasn't tweeted at us, but I want to talk about it anyways. For those of you considering switching over to Glee, we have copious Madonna songs tonight too. And by Madonna songs, I mean explosions.
Well, I haven't started watching Glee yet. I'm going to get into it later. So I'll finish Lost first.
So thank you everybody for your feedback. It was a lot of good stuff today.
Yeah.
Jack, do you have a new crackpot theory?
I have a new crackpot theory.
Let me get the drum set ready.
Okay, as one of our callers said earlier, we had a hilarious scene with Locke getting run over by Desmond today.
Locke got run over by a Desmond.
Was it a Desmond the Crazy Hatchler?
Desmond the Crazy Hatchler. It's all coming together.
It's all coming
now.
Together. It's all
we knew years ago.
Yes, we had it all tied up. All right. One of my original theory, my first one, was that Jack was going to, eventually, Locke was going to be a patient of Jack's.
Yes.
I see this is going to happen.
That was your first crackpot theory ever.
Like I said, circle of life, it's all in a time loop. It's only happened once. Let's just go ahead and chalk it up now. I'm going to be right. Right?
That's your crackpot theory, that I'm going to be right?
No.
Oh.
But I'm just bragging ahead of time.
Okay.
It's all I have.
Okay.
Well, Jack's going to be in a dilemma. Because if Desmond was trying to kill off-island Locke to kill on-island bad guy Locke or good guy Locke, whatever you want to call him, then Jack is going to start remembering things of what happened on the island. Jack's dilemma is going to be, do I save him or let him die? He's going to remember things. And he's going to remember that he was told that he had to kill or stop Man and Locke. And the only reason he could stop him was to kill off-island Locke. Well, it's right there. Does he let him die, or does he save him? Does he always fix things, or not?
Mm.
That's going to happen.
All right.
And that's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, Jack. You ready to close out the show?
Yes, I am. Got a lot of stuff here.
Here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time!
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Calling time with your last questions, comments
and or theories.
Also, you can send us an email at
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
I had a quick name, though. We had an email, someone criticizing us for being fanboys,
uh-huh.
Just loving the show and not criticizing it. And obviously, we do a podcast about Lost, so I'm a fan. I make no apologies about it. I've decided to come up with a new term for people who are cranky about Lost. What about verrucas? Because you know what she says, snozberry. There's no such thing as a snozberry. What does he say to him? Or the music mate? Whatever he says to him.
Uh-huh.
So what about verrucas for people who are anti-Lost?
Verrucas. Okay. Verrucas.
Verruca. That was her name.
Okay.
Verruca, darling. I was.
I just called her brat.
Well, that's what it's saying. And I like, I'm just kidding. People can think whatever they want. I was just joking. So just lighten up.
Also, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/.
I was just looking for a fun name.
Twitter.com/ Jay and Jack.
Jay and Jack for all.
Once again, it's twitter.com/
Jay and Jack.
Jack, I think. What's up with this contest there? I think we got some more
the
prizes.
Contest, we had someone. Let's see. It was Chris Kim donated something from APE. It's the Animal Planet Environment. They had an auction fundraiser, and he won. And it's a hat, a lost hat.
A sweet lost hat.
Sweet lost hat. An I Love Shih Tzu t-shirt. The one
a replica
Hurley,
of the one Hurley wore.
Yes. Some lost magazines, a lost license plate frame, some pencils.
And the pencils are from the Lost University.
Right.
Thing that they had. And they have a sweet, it's a sweet iPhone cover.
Yeah, and Jay tried to steal it.
I did, actually. And a license plate frame.
And a license plate frame. I said, no, you can't have it. This is going to go to the person who wins our contest.
The top prize.
The top prize. So you're going to get the books.
Number one.
Number one. But the number one person is going to get all this cool stuff with it. Awesome. Thanks, Chris Kim and APE, Animal Planet Environment, for that donation. Also, we have a big announcement. Are we going to announce who the actor is that's going to be at the party?
We are announcing it next Wednesday.
And I'll give you a hint. He was in this episode.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. He was definitely in this episode.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
I think that's a good hint.
That's a good hint. Think about that.
But yeah, a lot of exciting things for our party in LA. A lot of great stuff, and more will be announced soon.
If you're looking for a hotel room, we have the owner of Roadway Inn. It's a mile and a half from the theater, for the theater it's going to be at. Where are we at? It's on Olympic Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
You get a 10% off for a regular room rate, $69.99. 10% off that. It's a queen-size room, a queen-size bed, or $79.99 for a bed with a room with two queen-size bed. I have all the information on our message board. If you go to jandjack.com under forum, scroll down.
Could you tweet that link too? Just copy a link and then post it in the
Maybe
Twitter.
You could do it. But if you go
you
to
Jay. You want
to
copy a link?
I could do it. I'll do it on the Jay and Jack. I'm not.
Twitter.
But no, I'm not going to send people emails on this. It's just go to jayandjack.com. Scroll down. I've already put it up there. It's already. I did it while I was waiting for Jay to set up the recording. Here's the phone number. It is 213-380-9393. Roadway Inn. Ask for a loss rate. The type of room you want, either the queen size or double queen size room, and your staff will take care of you. You'll get whatever you want. It comes with a refrigerator, a microwave, and free Wi-Fi access.
Cool.
All right, so the number again is 213-389-9393. Ask for the loss rate.
Okay.
Say Jay and Jack's loss party if that doesn't work. That is on our message board. Scroll down.
And also, if that one doesn't work for you, there's plenty of other hotels in the area. The theater, the Orpheum works with a lot of hotels, and also the Omni, which is the official one so far, but there should be more. It has rooms as well. So there's a lot of different options.
But if you
out there.
One second, if you scroll down under, it's under the Ask Jack thread. It's show news and suggestion thread. It's under hotel info. Can't miss it. Phone number's there and all the information.
Alrighty. All right.
That's it.
That's it. We'll see you guys next this Friday.
Yeah.
All right.
It's coming down to the end. And we have one episode next week and we're off.
Yep.
The 27th. There's no episode.
Woohoo! But we do have a podcast plan.
Yes, we do. It's pretty exciting.
All right, guys. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.